Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hi, friends. We're back. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are so excited to catch some time with you today, and also so you can catch time with the people that are in your car or around your dinner table.
Absolutely.
However you're listening.
Maybe bedtime.
Me and my boys
have done a couple of these episodes of bedtime. It's been really fun. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So my question today is, have you ever had an imaginary friend and what were they like?
Yeah.
So Brian, did you ever have an imaginary friend?
I don't think so. I want to believe that most of the friends I had were real.
Yeah.
There might have been a couple in there, though. Like, it's hard to remember when I was a little kid. I certainly didn't. I don't have any adult imaginary friends, which I think is healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Rachel? Did you have an imaginary friend? I had stuffed animals.
Yeah. Okay.
That, like,
there you
were personified. But,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. So that's where I was going to go is that, you know, like my stuffed animals had, before Toy Story even came out, my stuffed animals did have personalities, you know, because that's how I would play is that I would play with them and they would, you know, have tea and, you know, go to the grocery store and do all those different things. What were they like one is kind of interesting and it, I think, would be different. For each person, is that when I played with my imaginary friends, the stuffed animals, they were all what I would think good people, right? We didn't go and do bad things. We didn't break the law, so to speak. So what about you when you played with your stuffed animals?
We would play sports. Like I remember doing like stuffed animal football where the guys would like I'd line up my stuffed animals in different formations and stuff like that. I don't know. I played a lot of G.I. Joes, so there was a lot of fighting, too.
Yeah.
Like stuffed animals and toys beating up one another.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know, and talking with them, right? Like I remember to my stuffed animals. I remember talking to like some of my pets, too.
Yeah.
Like they were real people.
Yeah.
And just sharing things with them. Like, oh, you know, I remember talking with one of my cats one time about, oh, I've had a really bad day, you know. I don't know. I can't even remember what happened, but I remember talking with my cat Porkchop of all things.
I love the name Porkchop.
About just how bad of a day I was having.
Yeah.
So, and I imagine that they were talking back or responding in some way. Yeah, that's weird. I'm thinking about it. Like, that's pretty strange.
I don't think it's strange at all, Brian.
Okay. Is that normal, like, psychological development?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Psychologically developing, yes. It is normal to have imaginary friends.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is you're using your brain. You're using your imagination.
Yeah.
You know, they're – probably is a time where the doctors and the counselors out there will say, you know, it might be time to give up the imaginary friend or it just goes away.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, because they're still like their brains are just on fire just thinking about all the different things. That imaginative play is so important. I know for my girls, imagination was really important. We would do dress up. You know, we would have all the different things. You know, maybe it was old clothes, maybe it was the princess things, maybe it was the whatever, and they could imagine doing the different things. So I think imaginary friend, imaginative play, kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
To our friends out there that are in middle school and like, dude, I've never had an imaginary friend. That's not a thing.
That's weird. Just like Brian said.
Yes.
I never would do that. Yeah.
Or maybe they'd say Skibbity. And something, and that's not Sigma or
totally not Sigma. Yeah. I think a great question though to kind of scaffold it or grow it up is, hey, what are you imagining for your future? Right? Like,
nice.
What is your future wife, what do you imagine that person, or your future spouse, what do you imagine that person being, doing? Which is a really cool relationship question, particularly for our older students who might be dating and are sitting in the car. Oh, gosh, do I really want to talk to mom about that? But mom's a good place to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
So is dad. And for my middle school friends who we were just at CU at the poll, it was like the most awkward prayer circle of all boys and girls and no one wanted to stand in the middle kind of thing, that maybe that's not a great conversation. It is hard for our middle school friends to dream and think abstractly. So I would actually probably, if I was talking with a middle schooler, ask the question of, hey, what was something you were creative with today?
There you go.
Something that made you think differently today, because our imagination is just, it's still in a place where we don't want to admit that we had it, but it also hasn't fully developed in our adult brain. And for a middle schooler, I might ask that question very differently.
Yes, because they're like, wait a minute, I never had an imaginary friend. What are you talking about?
And I may not get an answer that we can actually talk about.
Yes.
But if I ask them, hey, where were you creative today? That can come out in a lot of different ways, on the sports field, in class, whatever. That might be how I'd scaffold or change that up for a middle schooler. Gosh, they're such unique creatures, yes, and love them. They are just, their brains are just at such a cool point. So
really
adjust
are.
A little bit. So take a minute, ask the question, ask it again, Rachel.
Yeah. Have you ever had an imaginary friend, and what were they like? Yeah.
Also, could be a great question to find out from your high schooler. Maybe you didn't know they had an imaginary friend, or your mom and dad.
Yes, that again is like, okay, mom and dad, tell your child. Did you ever have an imaginary friend? Mm-hmm. And even if you remember it, what was their name? Maybe you named them.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And tell them about it. It might also give your little ones permission to have that imaginary friend. I don't know. Wouldn't that be great? Or to have the same one. I don't know if that's possible, but
– you never know.
I watched that movie If a couple months ago. Who knows? All right. We'll go ask each other the question about your imaginary friends.
All right. We'll be back.
And we're back. We've been talking about imagination and what we see, what we think about in the future. So when I pray, I close my eyes. When I try and imagine, when I try and dream, I oftentimes close my eyes too. So I think a cool question, a way to spiritualize it, a way to kind of grow this question up is, when you close your eyes, do you imagine yourself talking to God? How do you see that conversation going? Is there any sort of picture or image when you close your eyes, when you pray? It helps me focus.
Yeah.
Ms. Rachel, what about you? When you close your eyes to pray, do you imagine anything?
I don't know. Recently, I'd say within probably the last year, I had read something and it was talking about, like, imagine God and Jesus, Holy Spirit is within me, sitting next to you.
Yeah.
You know, there's that poem, Footsteps. You know, where, you know, like, you know, the guy's like, hey, God, you weren't with me, you know, and he's like, actually, I was, but I was carrying you, you know. So I imagine that God is right next to me and that he's listening, that he has the listening ear open and he can speak to me during that time. So, it's like, but I love closing my eyes. I don't like to open my eyes during prayer because I really want to, like, shut out everything else so that I can really just focus on it, on the prayer, what I'm saying, and then the listening coming back to me part. But I also think it's different. I think we grow up in our faith, and I think that there's also dips, you know, ebbs and flows when we feel we're more faithful than other times, and, you know, our prayer life is different. Yeah, that's a really good way to bring it back. Like, and how can we, as we're catching time with our family and our kids right now, can we talk about, like, hey, what do you see when you pray? You know, for our 2-year-olds and 3-year-old friends, you know, maybe they see something, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm curious. I want to know.
I also think, just to preemptively strike this, there's going to be some parents out there, some moms, some dads, who are going to think of the Talladega Nights scene where they're sitting around the table going, I like to think of my baby Jesus wearing, you know. So get that out there. Have that discussion too. How do you imagine your baby Jesus or, your Jesus? Be careful with that one anyway.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah, I think just to preemptively strike, there's going to be a dad who's going to quote that.
Yep.
Pretty much in that question. So.
Yes, absolutely.
But catch some time. Have some discussion.
And have a great week. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.